모두
라우스 시라시다.
오 다다시다. 어라서 아니 니말 아니 다리 당아선 진다. 다 두타긴 진다 아니 다리가 동고츠아이. 진짜 아니 당이 되봐 인지 나로 강아 준주 야는 거랑 시 아니 디제아디 만디 받는 요나 야 니말이 아니 말했어. 칼로다. 코레신 나로나스.
嗯，什么意思？嗯，上次那的，英吉给拿了来，俺去，西周的那样去，我他们，看了，我他们的意思呢，我可是俺去哈马宫的意思呢，我等等着我讲去，西部门的等等着我呢，俺你，俺你怎么来？俺是俺你送哪了？那是，那是。我等等着，OK。
Today we're going to start a new class, so everybody, good afternoon, and welcome back, new class, Tenet class. Okay, so, before I start class, I'm going to explain general topic about Tenets, you know. We have to know what does Tenet mean, what source of Tenet. It's very, very important for all of us to know Tenet mean, source of Tenet, and also before I mention that two truth, we have to really know what is advantage of learning Tenet, of not learning Tenet, yeah? Also, everybody, I'm sure everybody have purpose of learning Tenets. So that's why I know that everybody purpose of my class is purpose to learn something, yeah? That's, yeah? Okay, so actually Tenet, I hope everybody know that in Buddhism we have usually what we say that kind of three terms, three categories that what we say base, path and result. In Tibetan we say Jilam Namsum. Jilam Debu. Yeah? Base, path, and result. Everybody know, yeah? Everybody know what is base, what is path, what is result. What is base? Base, we say two truths, yeah? Then path, method, and wisdom, yeah? Then result. Debukuni, this is usually kind of two bodies, emanation bodies. Two emanation bodies, yeah? Kuni.
The result is two kayas.
Yeah, two kayas. Two kayas. So, okay, so here, Tenet is really based on those three categories that I just mentioned, yeah? Tenet. Also, Tenet is really whatever you learn, even you learn Tantra and Sutra, all those Buddhists really based on those three categories that I mentioned, yeah? Base and pattern result. Also, Tenet, if you really practice, if you really want to practice Dhamma seriously, if you really want to know Dhamma seriously, you really have to clear. You have to really know the three categories, base, path, and reason. Those base, path, reason are relying on tenet. Is it clear? Tenets, yeah? Duda, ngazu jilam nasun di. Yeah, bed, path, reason. Those all are relying on, maybe tenets relying on those. Yeah? Bed, path, and reason. Tila teori es, ta kanda duda di ngazu ki jilam nasun kala ya. Jilan nasun se da kanda tuta la teo ba, tuta de ti kanda ya, teo ba ji, da kanda based on, yeah, three.
So that's, when we speak about the tenets, so tenets would be explained on the basis of three categories, as Sarambuchi had mentioned earlier, this was basis, path, and the fruitions. And so it is on the basis of, dependent upon those three categories, and the tenets are coming into picture.
Oh, Dujie, that's a good question, sir. Then, Dutta singh the Chidang Yi, that's a good Dutta de, Dutta de tang aso yi subtract zon rao chi. It's like map. Subtract zon rao chi. Di yin zang aso yi pen rao jia ba yina kerang su Los Angeles rao jin rogo ba yina. Ra? Ani ngarang su ki GBS rao dinde ki satan rao kye kuchi pechue matang ba chi Los Angeles Los Angeles dinde jin rogo ba yina ngaso langa at la chi ko ta zo su 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 rao chi yu su chi Roman of Chagra, Dinza, Maranzugi, Namchur Nalole, Tangas number Sanjibi, Tuta, Tuta de Nazugita, Namchule, Namchur Nalole, Tabata Tanji Chimbi, Kopan Lamla, Drag, Dig in Drosag, Langa, Satan Dodi, Dig Satan Langa Dikalaya, and the content of Langa Dikal and Drobaina, O Nandi Legusari, Langa Dikandona, Nandi Legusari, Daganda Dundochi. Ra? Nazo Carson, this certain road mebaina, Nanjo Jangala Chigi, certain road map no mebaina, and also Kanzanji Kodinalole, Maranzogi, the compassion, Bodhichida, Mansing, Sars, Mambuji Lobaji, Dinalole Chigi, Sosun Drosa, Tiawa, Mirojera, or the land or the Dins and Sosun Drosa, Mutanda with O, Nalanga, Digan Dobaina, or the Nerisha, Digandra, the Nerisha, some Sandroji. Ra? Ngalanga Nigandron Tada Riches, Dakanda Sartak Zondoji, with the Nendo Chowris, Takanda, Tuta said, Zondoji, Takanda.
The study of the Buddhist tenets, it is a mapping of one's spiritual practice. For instance, if someone wants to go to Los Angeles and that individual who wants to go to Los Angeles must rely upon some kind of directions, either rely on GPS or any kind of direction is needed. If someone who has never been to Los Angeles and he or she really needs something that can direct the individual to get their destinations. Similarly, when we speak about the studying of Dutta, which is the tenets, the Buddhist tenets, it's actually the map of one's progression of the spiritual developments or the progression of spiritual practice. So then if you are able to lay out those maps, then you will be able to find out. You will be able to understand that which paths that one needs to be followed. And having followed this path, what kind of result that one may accomplish out of, you know, following that particular path and so forth. And there are different kinds of paths and the result. So if you have, if you're able to map yourself, your one's practice, then one will be able to really follow the path unmistakably. And so without that, without understanding the map, in other words, without understanding the tenets, then we may speak about the practice of compassion and development of bodhicitta and so on and so forth. But it is a lack of knowledge of the tenets, then one's objective of one's practice may not be found. And so one will not be able to make any progress, the spiritual progress, because you do not have a proper map to, which leads oneself to the state of liberation or the state of enlightenment.
Clear, yeah? 丁一章他都给读他给拿路了呀我让自己上街给国邦拿来对吧了呀一郎这份送去看路过的账吧了呀我让自己一点吧你郎头是你对不过你是我了丁一章我让自己一郎家的也不去写吧了呀我让自己读他的也不去麻将吧呢读他的也不去麻将吧呢一郎家的也不写别没事就搞了搞了 丁一章，的那年，一个男家的也不去写呢。的那年，俺那老母讲了呀，老母他不写是。那个一，一个多年呀，一点半，一个多年，点半年了呀。他讲他点半，一个多年，他上路过，亚杰森那么多，光片给他不起，俺说写了不成，他就那样，就是这个了。写了不了呀，俺那他不读，读起他讲他，一了呀，一个。 一点半年了，第一个过渡，那送到不及他，看到写了不及，等一下上街给他看到过年拿了来，去过生日结账，我来安装呀。啊，你第一个说了，这个主主俺都拉进酒席子，我等那个看到人把，俺那时候上街一过半拿不来呀，对不来，人把等那就看到过过当不来，俺那是主他人把的，主他人把的过渡，第一张这个几个。
哦，即目的去的，年纪轻不，讲究三不三的，我做个，写不怎么着嘛多样，即大家子个我做来呀，搞了过渡，住他个哪不家的也不去，还买过吧？那第一过渡的也不去来，别没事就搞了搞了。第一张，第一过渡来不来？啊，你住他个哪不家？住他是老多怎么来？你要管老板拿钱给，其他给三不着个送着我去，第一个哪落来呀？住他可能给过顿着我的。 我做个，刚才叔叔给打出门的哇，是吧？叔叔给三六个过渡是那么多，叔叔给长嘛，严格三六个，大王严格三六个，大当起了点的，我做给他叔叔给，先生那么的拿来的，人家就托那亚杰当过的嘛多，严格估计个几个三六个，恰当当，严格个啊你。 几个上路当当的，我读书个读呢，我做个得了呀，写马杰巴伊呢，书记部给他苦实行的对的吧伊呢，书记给上路搞到的，也见着搞了搞不了。第一张，他就人一个，大娃人一个得当，我得了一个读呢得了呀，人一个大娃看得当的，书记给得当那就人都认不得。 所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当的人，你得当的人，你得认不得。所以，你得当
the Buddhist tenets, the teachings of the Buddhist tenets is done on the basis of identifying the three three categories, such as basis, path, and fruitions. So when it comes to the basis, The basis, there are two kinds, which is Dhampani, which is the true truths. And then, and regarding path, there are also a two part, there are also a two, which are the wisdom and the method. And then, as a result of perfecting those path, then this will lead to the fruits, or to two fruits. Again, that the two fruitions, such as the fruition of the fruition, the two kayas, or the two results, it refers to the Dharmakaya and the Rupakaya. So it is through this understanding of those, you know, first one need to have a proper understanding of the purpose of engaging in the extensive learning of this tenets, which will enable one to lead one to understand the basis of the tenets, which is the two truths. Upon the proper understanding of the two truths, then one engages in the practice, what we cultivation of the two paths, which is the wisdom and the compassions. It is out of accomplishment of those two paths, then one will lead, this will then proceed to the accomplishment of the two fruitions, which is Dhammakaya and the Rupakayas. So out of compassion of the Dhammakaya is said to be the result of the compassion of one's wisdom, understanding the ultimate nature of reality, and the Rupakaya is a result of the perfection of the method side, which is compassion or the bodhicitta and so forth. So therefore, in order to progress one's spiritual practice to the state of enlightenment, the learning or the studying of this Buddhist tenets is very, very essential. It's very important. So therefore, because it is through the studying and the learning of the tenets, one's practice of bodhicitta, great compassion, and so on and so forth will become a productive. Because when we are engaging the practice of bodhicitta and the practice of compassion, and practice of compassion and bodhicitta must be done on the basis of relying upon one of the tenets. So, if one's practice of those method sides, or as well as the wisdom aspects, is done on the basis of a proper understanding of overall understanding of the philosophical tenets, Buddhist philosophical tenets, then one's practice of the wisdom aspect as well as the method aspect will become a productive. So here again, when we speak about the Dupta, the tenets, it's not only again you learn yourself and contemplating yourself, but whatever that you have learned and your view, your standpoints is compared with the standpoint of other systems, other persons' system. And while you are on the basis of comparing those two systems, which is the one is one's own system and then the other one is the other systems, when you are comparing these two, and then you will be able to see what is there any reasonings, the valid reasonings, your own establishment of tenets or your own standpoint of something. And similarly, then you will be able to compare your understanding of your establishment or your understanding of your standpoints. When you compare with others, then you could see, is there any rationale behind the other standpoints and so forth. So it is through the comparing and the comparison of one's own belief system or the one's own standpoint, and as well as the standpoint of others, then you will come to conclusion of of whatever the standpoint that you have is something that is valid, something that has valid supporting, and something that has valid reasonings. So on that basis, then one draws a conclusion of this is my standpoint, and this is what I think is the final conclusion, and so forth.
Proof. Matsulaya Suzuki Kari Ichi Bada Kar Jambaina Maras Dele proof me by na Mas Nanjuki blind fed la Modi Lajra Otto Nanjiki Tinza Naransuki Namba the Nambi Tutas Chebashe Dra Titone Legora Tinza Tuta sing the Suzuki Kar Jambaina Kar Shebaina Tigi Telaya Jisensanum the Tig Pombudode Mas Tuta Chawores Ichi Kariyo Baina Till I pombudo mebaina, Suzukari ichi jebaina da was a blind logger, dunno chowra. Dinza, the child the carcelo de Zamangazogi, Namba, the Nambi Tuta Mawazedi, Cheba Sugar, Diton Legora. Dinza, Tuta singing the Mazo Karjambaina, Digi, Kanda Pombu, some road, Takanda, Tuta Chow, Dinza, Tuta the Neva Shigue, Tuta the Mashibaina, Maranzo Karjambaina, Manchegi. Jisen Mengeji told Dogi Yobainza, Shuchi, that Mondi Zondoji, want to TV General Ajura, Tiba Jisen Ranting into a channel race. Tinza Tiba Jisen Ranting into a channel race. Tinza Naransu Julia, Chunamji, Sheriff Chebalaya, Wanu Chiji Jinans. Suzuki Ribig Lamni Tani, Ribig Lamni Chibachin, oh, quote the lad and do them. Oh, do you by in the Dinaji induce Nakanda, Jisenji Lamni, Dinajiya, and the Ribi Chebachin Dobaina, Marazotak on the Shiro Peggy, Shiro Peg, Jisenamudu, or the Chagores. Things are Tuta singing the Takanda Mazo Neva the Godo.
So, the purpose of, you know, studying the philosophical tenets, the Buddhist philosophical tenets, is because when we engage in the practice of Dharma, and whatever the faith or the devotions or the practice one may engage must be done on the basis of sound reasonings. So whether this one's practice, one's spiritual practice, such as faith, development of compassion, and so on and so forth, has a sound reasoning or not, and find a sound reasoning or not, it depends upon whether or not one has studied or one have gone through the extensive studies of the philosophical tenets. So therefore, here it is as the tenets is the one that actually stands as a witness of one's own practice. Right. So. Without having a proof or without having a sound reasonings of one's practice, then all of the practice that we may undertake, such as developing faith, devotions, and so on and so forth, are almost become a blind faith, and one's spiritual practice become a blind faith. So therefore, in order to prevent one's practice falls under the category of blind faith, one must study this Buddhist philosophical tenets. So if one's practice lacks this study or the understanding of the Buddhist the philosophical tenets, then one will become a follower of the faith follower, in other words, the faith followers, and this is considered to be an inferior capacity, mental capacity of the practitioners. The inferior mental capacity of the practitioners are said to be the faith followers, because he or she may not have a sound reasoning of his or her practice. So their his or her practice is pretty much based upon the blind faith. So therefore, if you have this, the wisdom, if you have the wisdom have a wisdom that understands how things really are, then you will become a follower of what we call the reasoning, the followers of the reasonings. So then this is what we know as the higher capacity, the mental capacity, or the sharp possessor of the sharp mental capacities, who follow not only the faith but also that their faith is based on reasonings. So therefore, in order to become oneself as a follower of the reasonings, one must understand, one must study, and one must understand this what we call the Buddhist philosophical tenets.
Oh, Dajie, that the I just mentioned that advantage of learning here, tennis, and disadvantage of no learning tennis. Is it clear? Yeah. Do you have some idea about learning tennis? That's why. Yeah. Then okay. Tennis. Then, ani ngazu kita kanda duta slow do. Then ngazu kita duta slow do sambale ya. Duta slow do. Dubita. Dubita slow do sambale ya. Cina ngi duta ngi konyan dala ya.
Mujur tesua. Yang deh paraji. Cie dekin deh cie do. Tesua. Mujur.
Lazo.
Mujur tesua. Ngi deh. Pah internet deh cie cie. Tesua. Ngi deh cie dek. Tuh mujur konang doe.
Kodo. Indonesia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Rumche.
Oh, Kodo.
Kandedo, Rumche. Oh, the Tata Kodo.
Oh, Sewudo. That's Sewudo.
Lasso.
Oh,
Lasso.
She's Sewudo, Nimala.
Long, Rumche.
Lasso. That's Dongi. Takanda to that young Guandochi. Takondo near Kondo Shiva Najangi. That's Dongi to that slow to Samalea. Nazoga Namju to that slow door. That two tas loaded some malaya, Namju, Nazuk, two tap, quadrant the layer, Namdogi, dotabi, Chajin, done, Rangi, long, ribi, lamne, yanta, but two basla, the nage layer, two tas. Chidangi, Nazu, two tas loaded some malaya, Kansa susuzu yeta, and the view, Kansa susuzu yeta, dotamsa member, Kansa susuzu in dobatelaya, Jisangi, Pambuchin in dobatelaya. Tutas, Penangaranzo, Shuru Panda Ujabaina, Shuru Jambemba Duzugi, Kuzuja Mashi Yo Maris, Lendia Yo Maris Ludu Samalea, Koranzo Yo Marisie de Jigi, Wanjichini, Tendegi, Samji Lover Member, Jiang Hashi Mibi, Zibi Lamni, Jitangi Toniko Meba, Ra Taganaji, Nazu Namba Sanjebi, Kansa da Mebaris. Jawang hasi yori seyade, ngaranzu ye ribi ki pambu chene, jitenji ki tonne, yoba jitenji ribi ki lamne, ane ngaso ki tendegi tonne, yoba ribi ki lamne, duba inzang, o tendegi jitenji tonne, ta kanta kelenbi, kelenji le, ta kanta tutas lor da, o tendegi le.
So it is, what is meant by dupta? Which is the tenet. In other words, the etymology of tenets is as if the tenets literally literally an established conclusion is a thesis decided upon and established in reliance upon a scripture and or a reasonings. and which form the perspective of one's own mind will not be forsaken for something else is said to be the tenets. So here in short, the tenets, the study of the tenets is a reasonings. So whatever the standpoint that you have, and then your standpoint is actually supported by the reasonings. And in order to have a valid reasonings of supporting valid reasonings of one's own standpoint, and then one must understand, one must study the dukkha or the tenets. For instance, the Samkhyas, the non-Buddhist philosophers, the philosophical tenets, the Samkhya, they do not accept future life and the former life and future life both. So their rejection of former life and future life is not just as a blind faith, but rather they have their own reasonings. They have their own tenets that rejects the future and the future and former lives. Similarly, when it comes to the Buddhist, and the Buddhists accept both former and future lives. And again, here the belief of the former and future life of the Buddhists is not something that is again based on blind faith, but rather that also have a sound reasonings, the valid reasoning, supporting valid reasoning of their own standpoint of accepting the former and future life.
Tinza ngaso gi tupta selo du samale rang gi longor namdo ki dota bi cha jin du selo do nza rang gi longor namdo dota bi cha jin du selo du samale korang gi jammen ba du zo gi shuru ba du zo gi chaw nga shi yo mari selo korang gi longu le ya yo ba chaw nga shi yo mari selo du samale chaw nga shi yo bi korang gi namdo di jiwaan haashi yoban zinbi namdo di do ne korang ngola ya jiwaan haashi mibi yi ani ribi yi ta kanda bambu jini jiwaan haashi meba di ko kelemba resi nga razi nambanda wa yina jiwaan haashi mibi yi namdo di do ne jiwaan haashi yobi yi ani ribi yi lamne ko kelemba resi o tine jila ya nga zogi tutasi ribi yi lamne kelemba ji pena nga razi zogi Maranzuki Tata Namba Sanji Bichulaya Kunjuzu Chione and the Killing Namba Changjan Ride in a Mazuki Kunjuzu Chione and the Kelembade Ribigi Ribayantabi Tune Susu Kelengi Yodan Ani Takaz Debatam Kelengi Ribayantabi Tune Kelemba Ina Ribayantabi Tune Mazuki Jumdo the Kelemba Ina, the Negi Kelembi Kennedy, Jumdo Yoba Kelembi Kennedy, Tutacha Worda. The Negi Sosulea, Jumdo Yorisia de Riba the Jisinke, which Meba Ina, Ani Nasugi, Jumdo Kelemba de Tuta Kalekavore, Dinzan Nasugi Kalekavore, Dinzan Kanda Kar Kelemba Ina, Riba Yantabi. What did you do in Kelemba the letter? Kanda, do tossing it in the noji.
So, here are the tenets again. Here, you know, we will just further elaborate what is the tenets really means. Here again, the tenets is the tenet, tenets is, as we mentioned earlier, it is a established conclusion, right? It's a thesis that decided upon the established in reliance upon other scripture or the reasonings in which from the perspective of the one's in which the perspective of one's own mind will not be forsaken for the something else. So what that really means here is when we are accepting when the Samkhya traditions that rejects the former and future life. So the reason why they are rejecting the former and future life is their conception, their perspective of having the perspective of having a future and formal life is future and formal life is actually diminished by the strong belief or the strong perspective of not having a former and future life. Similarly, in the Buddhist tenets, when it comes to the Buddhist, Buddhists would accept former and future life. So for the Buddhist practitioners, the perspective of having a strong perspective of having former and future life that rejects not having former and future lives. So therefore, all of this, this is how the tenets should be. When you have some kind of belief or the acceptance, and then your belief in acceptance must be based on reasons. Whether the reasoning is perfect or whether that is not perfect, but there should be some kind of reasonings, one's own reasonings to establish this particular phenomena. So here, now let's take an example of the Buddhist practitioners. If one's practice of taking refuge in teachers, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and one's practice of taking refuge in teachers is not affected by the tenets, then this is one is not really taking refuge based on sound reasonings. And if one's practice of taking refuge in schedule is affected by the tenets, then one's practice of taking refuge in schedules has the sound reasonings and supporting the valid reasonings.
Oh, dije. Tin zang ta kan zang azu yi. Ta kan da tu ta se de otne no ji ra. Ta azu gi tu ta se de chi dang yi Tuta chichi tuni deshi java na pemisi mambu da nga so tuta dalaya shinang gi tuta odzi ni mambu yedu zambalaya ta nga so nyangang ro de ta kon du shiba nang ji gi nga ro tuta jamba ina pen kar yor ma jamba ina pen ni ba kar yor es shiba ji an da ga nang ji gi tuta sing kande ji lo gi yo ba ro nga so nyangang ro de shi gu do ta de ni nga so gi tuta sing gi de chinang gi Yundang dao ji, ji rup zang ji shiu bai na, ji dang ki tuta se de thoma zambali ne ben jiden ge ane mu, ane thoma chaabi kabla ya, thoma ane nga zon zambali ngi dozo, mu dozo tsangma, nga rang zo nangju ge, ji ge thoma mu dozo se raba la ma deo ba, kamze raba la ma deo ba, ruwa, kamze raba la ma deo ba, nga rang zo ge ta lu ge, Та люгі ё ёра, люгі ё. О тэнде лай тэнэ, та канда сусу гі, та тодусу тэнде жі цогу ёза рэс. Кала, тэнде жі лай тэнэ, та канда цэ сэнс ла ура. Тэнде жі лай тэнэ, та канда сусу гі лю, ані чогу, та кала нда ўдэ, сусу гі, та люгі ё ёла тэнэ. O dine jige kala tsogu yoba ji, kamze raba namjiyo ge, nga rangzu kala namjiyo mebo. Dine ne shizu, dine ne kali che ne, nga rangzu ge, ta muduzu ya chapa dan, o dine chir, lebi ge, dine ge chingi, dine ge nga rangzu kamze raba le tiyo ba, o dine ngotsu, dine ne ya, nga zo mamyo lodo, shinga la soba, o dine tabo, dine ngotsub ne, ta shinga la dine tabdu zamba la ya, ta shinga ki nanglo la ya, ta namju, ta kala ya bu marangin rao dan, o dine ki ya, shinga ki nanglo la ya, chi kuma jaya rao dan, tiki to ne, shinga da sashin ki dine ki to ne, chi ki katsu le ya rao dan, o dine ji ki mambu ji lebi to ne, dine ne ya, ane nga zo ki, ta korang zo ki, mamyuk tuneya, ta nga tsuki jebuku ne, ani mamyuk jebu ozi na, o tene neya, ani jebuku ne, o tene neya, tuta chunga tene ne ngotsuba res, tene neya jebuku ne, tene ne kansa susuzugi, ta gata ndodang, susuzugi tawa, o tigi ya, ni jesan dange ki kansa mndawa, o tene chunga ne, ani tuta tene ngotsuba res.
So, as we talked about earlier, so how important it is to understand or to study the tenets, the Buddhist tenets, and then we also went through the advantages of studying the Buddhist tenets and disadvantages of not studying the studying Buddhist tenets. And so, now, if we go through the entire general explanation of the Buddhist tenets, then it is really going to take a long time. There are a lot of explanations and commentaries that we find in the tenet system. So we will not be able to cover all those, obviously. And because there are different kinds of tenets, even non-Buddhist tenets, the numerous non-Buddhist tenets and so forth. So we're not going to go through that. So now let's go through the evolution of the tenets, how the tenets coming into being. So then when we go through the emergence of the Buddhist tenets, then we need to touch the evolution of the human existence. So it is said that in the beginning of evolution of human existence, the human beings on this planet, on the planet Earth, and human beings do not rely on all those gross level of foods. And they have their own natural, lights from their body, and the fruits are all are accomplished as by product, without putting in any efforts or without relying upon any other, the gross level of foods and so forth. So then, as time went by, it is because of their attachment and aversions, people have become too attached towards their, the food, especially towards the gross level of foods and so forth. And it is because of that, then the cultivation of the field and the land coming into picture. So then, when the people who are cultivating the fields and plants, all kind of seeds for their crops, for their foods and so forth, and there are some who are not having a sufficient food, and who are not having a sufficient, lands and sufficient field where they can cultivate and get their crops and so forth. And then because of that, there had been a lot of arguments and a lot of fights, battles, had happened among those people at that time. And it is because of that, and they, in order to, solve those problems, and they figured that there need to be someone that can impose a rule upon it. So therefore, they came to a conclusion of appointing a king, what we call the king appointed by the many people, or the leader appointed by the many people. So therefore, then it is because of this, then there have been a lot of different people with a lot of different standpoints, a lot of different belief systems, a lot of different, way of thinking and so forth. So it is because of that that the tenets coming into existence.
tanda mamuku ani jebu ose de tindi gi ani jebu ti gi ta jebu ku ni jebu ti gi ta lumba ti gi na lo le chi kuma da chaba ina kari ne sa chi tsundu shu ji be ta bu che bi wang gi tan gashi lumba tik nalo la chi de ma tu ba ne emba tin de ro ne an tin ne ya chi shine da ngun shi lo so ba o tin ne du o tin ne du ba la tin ne shine da ngun shi lo so ba tab tin ne ya ara so tan song se cha ba se ngi de o tin ne ya jin ne tin ne chum ba res o tan song se cha ba se de ta kan da ngar so so ta kan da tan jin bi tangjin bi tu da ra digi kable ya ta jung mangbu ji tangjin bi jung mangbu ji odin de tsam ne ta digi jinna gi ta tangjin bi ko na gi jinna gi mangbu ji chung ne dene ne ani tu da san ta ngone tu da de dene go su ba ra ne dene tangjin ba as ta tangjin ba su lo du tsam ba le nga song su gi chyu tham ji ga ri yin ba ina shi ja ni shi tsang ga gi na lo le ndu ba re san da tangjin ba sa ko mi du ta ba ra dene na tangjin ba ji dene na ani che bu ba an dene na jang pen ba san da kan da rim ba ji o du chi ne du ta dene ne ya le ba dene ne ani go su ba re s
among the you know, different philosophical tenets regarding the you know non-Buddhist philosophical tenets, out of all the Vaisheshika tenets coming is the first tenets that you know coming into existence on this planet Earth. So how this happened was it is because of those you know upon because of the king that they have appointed in the past. Then it is the king imposed a lot of different kind of rules and regulations, and there are many who have gone through a very you know intense punishment given by the kings and the leaders and so forth. And it is because of that, then there are some who do not want to be in the society, and they want to be a quiet place, you know, and you know adopt you know isolations or the solitude. And there are many who have gone to who have chosen a solitude life and gain certain kind of powers, their spiritual powers, and able to perform the miracle powers and having some accomplish some kind of clairvoyance and so on and so forth. And this is the first who have accomplished this spiritual you know development are said to be the Dangchenpa, which is the Vaisheshika philosophical tenets. And the Vaisheshika philosophical tenets, their principal you know proponent is the 25 types of the phenomena, 25 types of the phenomena. And each and all the phenomena, the number of phenomena are, all those phenomena are encapsulated within this five category of phenomena. It's accepted by this the Vaisheshika philosophical tenets. And it is because of that, then there are other, you know, tenets have coming into existence, such as Nayayika, Samkhya, and Maimasaka, and Nirgata, and Jina, and so forth.
Oh, that the name of Tuda Rimbando, Chunando, Dudu no Dinneris, Tins, Tashuru Tangjin, Bada, Chibu, Jampin, Bada Zukola, Tangasu, Jeshi, Jebangaran, Shirashi, Shimi, Hina, Tins, the Mamushi, the Vaina, Tahazi, the Pentus. 请不起来给通不得定一张当我做做当我做南北的主的能把上级的主的马鸡通马卡的穷巴的是了就这么来啊那大家等把下级的比较来他去过人把什么去过扣了把的人把什么过把跌了点呢能把上级的主的马鸡是呢我的呢穷巴的是定一张你看从我们的这些教育把定一张啊你当我做定的那么
So there are many different, you know, tenets, the non-Buddhist tenets, as we mentioned earlier, the Vaisheshika, you know, Jina, and you know, Samkhya and Niranta and so forth. So I myself, you know, really cannot, you know, go through the explanation of those much, do not have much knowledge about those philosophical tenets, and nor I could think that through this explanation will have much benefits. So what is important for us is to know about the four Buddhist philosophical tenets. This is what we need to focus. This is what we need to know. And so the four Buddhist philosophical tenets, as for the emergence of the four Buddhist philosophical tenets coming into being after the teachings of the Buddha.
Okay. So I don't want to talk too much about non-Buddhists. Okay, so now we're going to start Buddhist tenets, source of Buddhist tenets. So before I mentioned that when we taught True Truth, yeah? Do you remember? Everybody remember? When we taught True Truth, then also I explained source of Buddhist for tenets. Yeah, Buddhist tenets start from during the Shakyamuni Buddha time. Yeah, when he give when he teach three view of what is it, Dharma or doctrine?
Three turning wheel of the Dharma.
Yeah, so. Now can you
Where are we going yet?
Zenzen. No. Sorry, Konda.
Tin za ta ngazogi kolo tambo. Ta kanyo ngoma ngazogi namba sanje bi ta tuta yundang de. Kanyo ngoma ngazo demba ni shi bi kala ya namba sanje bi tuta yundang ji shi yore. Tin za ta kanda namba sanje bi tuta ma wa se de daja tumbi gi shaja tubi gi kolo pata rinpa sumu koba tela tene namba sanje tuta mawa de tene na tanye sene mendo chumba tene ngotsuba res tene zan tu yungtan kar shubay na nga zo kolo tambu ge dusha de la ya nga zo ge ta kanda shindu ni cheta mawa ndo de bache kolo papa ge dusha de la ya nga zo oma bache kolo tami ge dusha de la ya ane sen sambas wo tende gi daja dumbi gi kolo pada rimba sum duja susu gi ombu da samba la tene kolo rimba sum ko ba tela tene ani kanza susu gi ndo sum nda wa tene ji chung bares tene zo chuda ma wa jis wo tene chung bares.
So now how this the four Buddhist philosophical tenets emerge is it emerge when the Buddha turned the wheel of doctrines, or the Buddha turned the wheel of Dharma, the three turning of the wheel of the Dharma that we spoke about earlier. And so here, the first two philosophical tenets, the Vaivarshika and Sutrantikas, are emerged as a result of the first turning wheel of the Dharma. And so the first turning wheel of the Dharma, the disciples of the first turning wheel of the Dharma belongs to the philosophical tenets of the Vaivarshika and Sutrantika. And then likewise, the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the disciples of the second turning wheel of the Dharma is said to be the Madhyamika philosophical tenets. And then the third turning wheel of the Dharmas, the disciple of the third turning wheel of the Dharmas belongs to the mind-only school or the citta-matra schools or the philosophical tenets. So it is based on different dispositions or the spiritual inclination of the individuals or the disciples. Then the four different philosophical tenets coming into picture.
What did you ra? Tangazuki Kolo Tambuki Dijadelaya Chindu Nije Babi Dijela Oma Batama Dela Sensambazi that chuta de namba sanji chuta yondan de tinde jin ba insan ta de kande res lo de samale chono sala ya ta pe na kolo tambu la ya ngazu gi chuta phang wa ji na lo la ya jindu ni jag do cheta ma do de ba ji kolo pa ba la uma ba se jag do kolo thamale sen sam ba jag do tin za ta ti gi ja tang ji sen do kande no inas.
So now the next is the reason why we are accepting the disciples of the first turning of the will of the Dharma. The disciples of the first turning of the will of the Dharma belong to the Vaibhashika and Sutrantika. And the second turning of the will of the Dharma, the disciple of the second turning will of the Dharma is said to be the Umapa or the Madhyamaka. Madhyamaka, the holder of the Madhyamaka standpoint. And the third turning of the will of the disciples of the third turning of the will of the Dharma is said to be the Chittamatrans, holder of the standpoint of the Chittamatrans, and so forth. So now, what is the reason? How can we really prove or say any kind of the valid reasoning for accepting those are that those disciples belongs to the certain respective times of the teachings of the Buddha.
This is my question, confused question. I just remind you before we first. If we talk this reason make you confused, so things are that the jitsen da ninge jila. I will later explain. Yeah, maybe later we explain. And first we make sure. Now these four tenets we call Buddhist tenet. Yeah, Buddhist tenet. So now we really important for us to know that Buddhist tenet. What is different between Buddhist tenets? Tuta mo la kalor nambi tuta mo Buddhist
philosophical tenets.
Yeah, Buddhist philosophical tenets. What is different between Buddhist philosophical tenet and Buddhist? Yeah, what is different? Yeah, Buddhist people. Yeah, Buddhist is Buddhist people.
So what is the difference between the person who propounds Buddhist tenets and the person who is Buddhist? That's the question.
Tangaso tuta da dnima pangre jin jaya inda ta. Tangko zeba ze ngo zen.
So we will begin our teachings of the Buddha with debate.
Yeah, nambi tuta mawa da nambas loza.
So difference between the person who propound Buddhist tenets and Buddhist.
Person who
propound Buddhist tenets la bina tuta mawa kanzal kuwar mi.
Ale laso.
Deje ani den Buddhist la bsha bina nangba khoral yang kuwar.
Ale laso.
Dingi parar kheba chhu dingi isti.
Laso deje laso.
Be a Buddhist, you have to take refuge. To be a proponent of tenets, you not necessarily have to be a Buddhist. To be a proponent of a tenet, but Buddhists, you have to take refuge to be considered as a Buddhist. But be a proponent of a tenet, not necessarily how to be a Buddhist.
So, it's very important for all of us to know what is different between person who profound Buddhist philosophical tenets and Buddhist. Yeah, because also we have to know Buddhist, because we always say we are Buddhist. Because if you don't know we are Buddhist, if you don't have reason to, you are Buddhist. You know, before I mentioned that Buddhist doesn't mean just only go to temple and just like recite or something. It doesn't mean Buddhist, no. Buddhist means kunju sum chone and namba se de ani kunju sum la ya kanda chob sum do ra kunju sum chone yang da de kelen bi kansa ji la ya ani nga sum namba as lo nambi tsa ma as lo de zamba la kunju sum chone yang da de kelen shi dele jin bi chone mi de ba ra dele jin bi chone mi de ba as lo de zamba la ya nga su kunju sum chone gi yu jiawi de kelen gi ma do dele jin ba kunju sum le jin ba shuru ba nang jin gi ha tsam ba da chonju la so ba jin ji de ko ba la so ba o den de nga su jiawi de kelen gi me se de dele jin ba so de lo ko ra dele jin ba chone ke me le se de
ma
nang ba da nang be tan de tu da ma ke ba yin ba ru ji
la so
Tanda nangwe nangwa dili ya kemi kunjo
kunjo sunjane ya
kunjo sunjane ya ndar kelen basamje.
Ah kunjo sunjane ya ndar kelen si dele jimbi chone mendo bi tuta mai kanza dila ya ani nambi tuta mawas ra.
So the difference between the two, as a person who propounds Buddhist tenets, and the person who is a Buddhist, here, the difference is the first one is someone who is a Buddhist is someone who accepts three jewels as the ultimate object of refuge and taken a refuge to three jewels from the depth of their heart is said to be the Buddhist. And in other words, then not taking refuge to any other, object of refuge other than three jewels. Okay. And so then the definition of the person who propound the Buddhist tenets is on the basis of taking refuge in three jewels from the depth of their heart and not taking refuge in any other object of refuge such as Shiva, Ishvaras, and so forth. And then also on top of that, the person needs to be who propound the Buddhist tenets. And it is, so this, those are the two differences. One is just taking refuge in three jewels from the depth of their heart, not taking refuge in any other object of refuge other than three jewels. Other one is on top of that, then who propounds Buddhist tenets.
Quada ninsung dungelin jiji tabi lo yoba. Dele chubi nuba de kunjusun la yubi, ichi bi tiba. O deneji yoba de letak on the numbers logo.
So that in general, the Buddhist is to become oneself as a fully qualified as a Buddhist practitioner or the Buddhist is to hear someone who. who have a fear of the suffering of cyclic existence, and particularly of the suffering of the lower realms, and having a genuine faith in three jewels who possess the power of alleviating oneself from the suffering of cyclic existence and suffering of particularly of the suffering of lower realms. Is said to be the Buddhist.
Oh, did you ra? Tangazo Kunju sum the chubby nuba yobaina? Tangazo Kunju sum the Abu Hakoda? Kunju sum the Sulu Sambaya Tangazogi, chubby the number Sanjay with chubby, Chemio Kunju sums Sanjay Kunju, Chu Kunju, Gendon Kunjus. That's the Same Hakoda, Same refuge already took refuge, you know. Everybody learned. Dharma a long time ago. Everybody became Buddhist a long time ago. That's all. I assume you already knew about three jewels very well. What did you?
So, are you still translating?
That thing is a kunju so la chabi nuba yaba da tsame da chabi nuba yaba kanders.
So now we all accept the three jewels have a power of protecting us from the suffering of lower realms and as well as the secular existence. So now this is the case. Then one can ask the question, how can we say that how can we really say that the three jewels possess those powers?
Yeah, first maybe you say what does Buddha mean? What does Dharma mean? What does Sangha mean? Give one example. Each. yeah, totally, yeah. Then what does Dharma mean? Dharma, Sangha. Everybody sure about three jewels, yeah? Sure, yeah? You know, Buddha, how do you become Buddha, and that's what we learn, we have to know path of Buddha, you know? So, usually say, yeah, everyone know Buddha, then Dharma, Sangha. Buddha, usually through object of refuge, three jewels, yeah? Buddha has eight qualities. Dharma has eight qualities. Sangha has eight qualities, yeah? Yeah, so Buddha means in Tibetan we say Sang Jie. Yeah, Sang means is wake up, awaken from ignorance. Yeah, then Maribale, ignorance. Jie means increase all good qualities. Yeah. Oh, complete all the qualities. Yeah, complete Jie, Sang Jie. Yeah, now here we, you think, is Shakyamuni this statue is Buddha? No. No? Is Buddha? Statue of Buddha is no Buddha, yeah? Yeah? Then, can you, is Buddha is a person or what? Usually in Buddha, the eight qualities they have, some are impermanent, some are permanent, you know. So, do you think Buddha is a person or not a person? No? Why? Yeah, we have to clear those because, yeah. I want you to learn because, I'm sorry that because, because we are our family, we don't have to shy because it's no kind of class showing up something, you know? Yeah. Even I ask question, maybe I get something learned from knowledge from all of you. So if you know whatever you have idea, share here, you know? Yeah? So then it's good for all of us. So then you say Buddha is no person, yeah? Why Buddha is no person? Hmm? Yeah, Buddha is superior. Is Buddha being? Buddha is no person, yeah? Genjanji say Buddha is being? Buddha is a person or no person? Yeah, why? Yeah, Buddha is a person or no person? He sees. If we are not sure our refuge, object of refuge, yeah? Now how we become Buddhist? We say practice Dharma, whatever, you know? That's what we want to make sure. I don't mean I'm really, I understand completely, no. Yeah. I want to be sure what, I want to make sure whatever I know. Yes. If Buddha is a person or what? Ajahn-ji, Buddha is a person or what? Share, everybody. Why?
It's 802.
802, yeah. Namjiwa nga sogi Buddha la kusum yora. Chuku, longku, chuku, zuku. Ra?
So the Buddha is normally, you know, defined as three kayas. Chuku, longku, chuku, means the Dhammakaya, Sambhavakaya, and Nirmanakaya.
Oh, that Namjiwa nga raso ngus njiedi kansa atila ya. Buddha singe de nga raso ngus tonde ya. Sanje shaja duba ngus yu yoba yina. Sanje shaja duba kona Buddha rangare. Sanje ri. And Sanje shaja dubi tuju yu yuante. Tuju yu yuante tuzu Sanje ri. Pena Sanje ki juji ngoden se nga so ki koma shi di ya. Nivana de la ya. Nyande de la ya ni shi ki ya. Hache nyande. Nyande de la ya. Ani. Lajian nyande, lami nyande, ani menyebi nyande sen, jadi siapa?
Masuk,
kami godin sen, kerja siapa? Godin sen, masuk, godin dembas sih nalu, masuk sih cara, dembas sih nalu la ya, sesi sih nalu la ya, masuk menyebi nyande sen, godin ris la ya, di menyebi nyande di suju la yor, sanjek ju la yor, insa menyebi nyande dia, ani budare, ani sanjek ju jin namchen de, ra, ta namchen, sija thamji. Ngūsūn tu chīmbi chīmba tēyā Buddha rē. Tātī yīmbi jītēn kārī chōnā sōn tāng rō.
So the Buddha, in general, if we are able to see the Buddha Shakyamuni himself as an emanation body, then that particular Buddha, the Buddha Shakyamuni, is said to be the Buddha. And then also, the quality of the Buddhas, all those, you know, spiritual qualities of the Buddha, such as the cessation possessed by the Buddha, and the omniscient mind of the Buddha, and then also the Nirvana of the Buddha, is said to be the Buddha. All of the quality of the Buddha, the quality that possessed by the Buddha, is said to be the Buddha. So we also need to know about this when it comes to the Nirvana. So we talked about this, you know, during our teachings of the Four Noble Truths. We touched a little bit about that. When it comes to the Nirvana, there is also three kinds of Nirvana. Nirvana with residue, Nirvana without residue, and non-abiding Nirvana, and so forth. So out of those three, the non-abiding Nirvana is possessed only by the someone who has gained the state of enlightenment.
If we faith go to refuge Buddha, you know, we have to know quality of Buddha, you know. Yeah? Quality of Buddha, that's, yeah, quality of Buddha we have to know. No Buddha is clear, yeah? That's the chance of Buddha, Namjung has to say, Sanjay's Quran Randu, Tapa is Lord, Dinza. That Sanjay is Tuju, and then to Sanjay is Lassan, Dins, that Yinanka race, that the Chije. That the Nina. 教育你要教育的我就这个定义上三界公主秋公主是吧我说我们三界的面吧南京别讲一把面吧秋等吧不秋等吧不三界讲我说面吧三界的面吧南京接那你秋等我说面了别讲一把秋公主三界公主秋公主他秋公主干什么他就是给这条
So the next question is again the other one is that we need to know why the quality that is possessed by the Buddhas are said to be Buddha. And so therefore, you know, it is, so what I'm trying to, you know, elaborate here is I'm trying to elaborate the object of refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So here, we went through that, you know, the Buddha is said to be a physician. And then the Dharma is said to be a medicine that cures the diseases and so forth.
Dharma, what does Dharma mean?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Can you give an example of a Dharma? Mm-hmm. What kind of path? This all object of refuge, you know? All object of refuge, what Dharma? Example of Dharma. Sutra? Okay, he's a sutra, yeah. Yeah, James is sutra. James is sutra is Dharma. Okay, then Dharma. Oh, teaching of Buddha. Yeah, she's a teaching of Buddha. Yeah, Dharma yung aso aso yung chu kongju sulab du zambale ya aso yung namju di chu duzu teaching dos no chu kongju sulab du zambale ang aso ngolam nibu kano sulazo gude truth of cessation, you know, truth of cessation and lamden truth of path. Yeah, those two are Dharma. Yeah, Buddha Dharma. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is different between to the path and the path? To the path and the path. What does it mean, Bangu Zuku? Is it in English? Yes, yeah. Path of sin and path of meditation, path of normal learning, those are to the path. No, clear, yeah? Dharma. Buddha is clear, yeah? Dharma. Okay, Buddha. Dharma. Okay. Now, Sangha. Yeah. Yeah, similar Sangha, yeah. Yeah, real Sangha is who has, who possesses path of sin, path of to the path. Yeah, path of cessation. This is Sangha. Yeah?
You have to, you cannot have clear mind regarding what's going on about the four level of tenets.
What's going on?
Yes.
Four.
You got clear mind. Your book, Jin book, we saw the four different tenets, right? It's very clear what's going on about the four different tenets. Which means, is that all included in the,
Lamren ke nalo le ngazu ki dawas ne mise shik mari ne ji lams ne shik do ji lam de ngazu jilan nam sun se de tuta se de kanda ngazu be son ne jilan nam sun kan la ya le go da tin sa jilan nam sun da ha ko bala ngazu tuta ha go da tuta ha ma go ne jilan nam sun ngazu ha ko ka le ka ure da ale ta da ngazu lam ne nam ja da zo ta da ke che de shira si bu cham da
so we need to understand the basis and path and the fruitions. Because without understanding that, then it is not very clear to us. You know, when we go through a discussion about the path, and then also we talked about the difference between the truth of path and the path. So we're not very clear to that. So therefore, we need to learn more about the basis path and so forth. So we need to be ready to really shed a light on what is meant by three jewels. What is the purpose of taking refuge in three jewels, and why we are taking refuge in three jewels, and who those objects of refuge are, and what those objects of refuge are, and what is the objective of taking refuge in three jewels, and so forth. So this is, we should be ready about that, and we should have this knowledge within us to be oneself as a Buddhist, because just by receiving the teachings from teacher and listening to the teachings will not really make oneself as a Buddhist.
Number said that Kanda Chemne and the Kelem Melembi Tone and the Kanda Numbers Chemne and the Keling in the Kunjus of Chene and the Keling in the layer, number J, Kunjus of Chene and the Kemling in the layer, and Shrubas.
So the difference between the two, the Buddhist and non Buddhist, is made on the basis of someone who has taken refuge in three jewels, except three jewels as the object of ultimate refuge, you say to be the Buddhist, and someone who do not accept that is to be the non-Buddhist.
Oh, Dujie. Da nga zo ge nambi dhuta mawa sin, da kanda dhuta mawa ye tanda di, cenyi dun di nalo nduwa, dhuta ge nalo la ya. Da da cenyi ya son, kunju sum chemne yanda di ke len shin, de le yin bi, chemne mundu bi dhuta mawa sin. Da dhuta mawa sin la du zamba la ya, Korangi dhubi ta de karare, kenlen de karare, nambi ki kenlen karare nga zo. Kenlen karare silabdu zambale ya, tawakkan da ji, shaja ji. Dhuta ki kenlen da wade.
Yaswa.
Kenlen de kar cha war silabdu zambale ya, tawakkan da shaja ji.
So, the definition of, person who propounds the Buddhist tenet is said to be the person who propounding the tenets who accept the three jewels to be the final object of the refuge, and who does not assert any object of refuge other than them. So then, then the question was which?
Tawakkataji, chajaji.
So then, on top of that, then so the individual must must have accepted the four seals of the doctrines.
Okay. Din zang ta dawa kada ji chaja ji kare duje tamchi mada ba sache tamchi dumya wa chu tamchi tongshin dam me ba nyangye lin de bi chi was.
So what are those four seals of the doctrines? Is that the four seals of the doctrines are all component phenomena are impermanent, and all contaminated phenomena are said to be the suffering, and all phenomena are said to be empty and selflessness, and nirvana is peace.
So the
one thing that we need to understand here is that when it comes to the proponent of the person who proponed the Buddhist tenets, and their standpoint must be based upon accepting the four sense of the doctrines that we talked about earlier. And so then on the basis of accepting those four doctrines of the four sense of the doctrines, then we find four different kinds of philosophical tenets. And all of those four philosophical, the person who propounded all those four, philosophers of the four different tenets would accept the four sins of the doctrines. And so here we spoke about earlier about the three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma. And each of those three turnings of the wheel of the Dharma has a different disciples or different different proponents of the philosophical tenets, right? So the first, when the Buddha turned the wheel of the doctrines, the first turning of the wheel of the doctrines is said to be the wheel of the doctrines of the Four Noble Truths. And that particular, disciples of the teachings is said to be the Vaivachika and the Sutrantika. And then the second is second disciples of the doctrines, disciples of the teachings is said to be the Madhyamaka. And the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma is said to be the disciples, is said to be the Siddhamatrans. So now, if we were to ask this question to ourselves, why would the first, Sutrantika and Vaivachika is said to be the, disciples of the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma, and why would it be the Madhyamakas are said to be the the second training of the rule of the Dharma, and one would be the Chitta Matrans are said to be the, you know, third disciples of the third training of the rule of the Dharma. So if we were to go through this, you know, explanations, then it's pretty complex, and it requires a lot of explanations as well.
Okay, maybe then we today going to stop here. So you have some question? Actually, what did we learn today class? What kind of we say? In our class, we summarize. I'm going to summarize that. We say advantage of, I mentioned that advantage of learning tenets and disadvantage of not learning tenets. Then what does tenet mean? Also, main point here, we say what is different between Buddhists and non-Buddhists. Also, what is different between Buddhists and person who performed the Buddhist philosophical tenets. This all everybody know, It's clear. Also, we explain about object of three refuges. Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. What is Buddha? What is Dhamma? What is Sangha? Okay, then, anybody have a question? Maybe short question is a question related to this car,
I know that all the two questions clearly understand the four different levels of tennis. You got four different visualization of meditation.
Oh, what? Oh, combined with four tenets? The general opposite chassis, Tony. Tambu, to that young, and the Nina Gom Jagi, Takan the Rimbado Tambu, to that young also Ji Long Gom Jagi, Mazu Gom Josa, you the Yabuja Magovina, Kar Gom Jer, Tinzon, Maz Tambu, to that Yabuja, and the Nina Pandin, which Quatasala in a Pesha die and a car in the Rimbado, the Quajanang Rimbado, the Tambu to Taji. And the Nene Pashinji, the Nene Umachi, the Nene Nas, and this in Parijan Roda.
So it is a proper order of learning and practice. It's the first study. And out of all these different kinds of studies, Dupta was a philosophical tenets comes the first. And then this will be followed by the studies of the Prajnaparamita Palchin. And this will be then Uma or the Vandamaka. Will then finally go to in Abhidharma and Vinaya, and then go to one then proceeded to the studies of the Tantrayana. So this is the proper orders.
Okay.
Okay, good question.
The meditation consists of two parts. First, you have to focus your mind on concentration. Focus on concentration. Then, the next step, if you complete the concentration with some certain level, strong mind, then you can might go to the discernment. I think today we discussed Yamataka Siddhana and the four different level tenets, all belong to the discernment. But before discernment, in order to achievement of discernment, you can't have concentration. That's all belong to the meditation. Is that true?
I'm not sure this is. Is discernment, what does mean discernment? Wisdom, yeah. What do you think, is true?
Well, that's what Sagopa said, and yeah, in his
Oh.
Sumata and Purusana. Sumata means you have to put your mind completely still and quiet.
Okay, yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Here, I want to make sure this is meditation. Everything is very important. Also, tenet, really. Okay, tenet. I just mentioned that. I mentioned that everything is. We have to whatever you learn. You know, even you meditate on bodhicitta, compassion, everything. All Buddhists learn it. Buddhists is. Based on three bases. I mentioned that base, path, and reason. Yeah. If you really want to make sure, if you really want to understand the kind of three bases, we have to learn tennis. Yeah. If you learn also tennis, then you will understand view of Dhamma. Will profoundly. You know. With something proves, we just say, oh, 3-0 something, then it's just name. I also say Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, you know. So how Buddha, how Sangha, then, because in detail, and then you have the kind of tools that how to use. Yeah, you have to find tools that how to use, because if we don't find tools that use, but somebody find tools to that use, but they don't apply, okay? But somebody find tools that use, they apply. Then if you apply, apply whatever you learn, then tools that how to use, then you apply, then you can do something, you know? Just like, because we say Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, okay, then go a little bit, go further, you lost then. Because we don't have really good proof, good reason that we are Buddhists. How Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, how three object of refuge has potential to serve us from samsara. How? And we have all reason, you know. Even you apply or not apply, everybody will say we are Buddhist practitioner. We have to reason, you know. It's kind of really important to for all of us to make sure those foundation, you know, is very important. So then, if no foundation, then just go teaching, go there, go here. Then later, you became Buddhist, maybe 20 year, 10 year, something, then you lost. Why become Buddhist? Buddhist then start to blame, you know. It's not wrong, Buddhist. It's wrong yourself. You know? After finding somebody, oh, they lost themselves. What I'm doing here? Why practice Buddhist? Is something helpful or not helpful? Why I learned this? Why then you have questioned yourself? You know? That means we spend lots of time to practice Buddhist. Finally, there's nothing, you know? Yeah? Then people start to, this behavior no good. I don't want to do this behavior. No. You check yourself. Finally, you have nothing to matter to check yourself. You lost, you know? That means we don't study very seriously. How to say? Also, we don't study in English, maybe say meticulously, yeah? Completely, very carefully. Yeah? If you study carefully, then you know laws. Then that's why people, they lost, you know? After later, 10 years, 20 years, somebody, oh, I became Buddhist 10 years. It's nothing. Okay, I want to change. You go somewhere. That means it's no, you don't have, cannot blame to Buddhist. It's your wrong, your fault. As somebody, oh, I don't want to come to temple. Oh, these people, blah, blah, blah. No, these are no people. You are practicing yourself. You train mind yourself. You know, practice Buddhism is training our mind by ourselves. Yeah, that's why first, if you learning, we really have to this practice slowly, because we don't have to jump like some. You see, everybody like to, oh, I want to meditate on emptiness. Some is first those all kind of make sure maybe. Before I mentioned that, if you really want to learn about compassion, make sure definition of compassion, object of compassion, nature of compassion, how use compassion, how to apply this kind of, you know.
Almost finished.
Also, we use, today we mentioned that three jewels, you know, three jewels. Make sure three jewels is. If you really don't want to make sure, also I can just like read and just. Many things I can do. Just read and then just like transmission. I can do it. Easy way to just for fun in the class, you know. Just like kind of make some story just for fun. I don't want to do like this. You know, somebody say, oh, I don't want to go to the class. No interest, no story, no blah, blah. It's for just like for fun. People go surface, you know, make for fun. We have temporary happy, make fun in the, when you go out, nothing, you know. Yeah, if you want to make fun, then I can get more story and some more joke, something to do in the future class. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, today we're going to stop here, and then this time bring more questions, yeah. If you bring more questions, I feel better. Really, because if you don't have a question, just like quiet, I don't know how much you know, and more question and then ask and share each other. We don't have to shy, you know. We are all a family, you know. We come here to learn. Yeah, more question and whatever you in your come into your mind, just share, just tell people. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, too much murmur. I'm mumble monk, sorry. Mumbly. Okay. Ani nyima la ni tuji che.
Baso, baso.
Oh. Ani donda jima ngazun zinda yona. Do we have teaching next week? Ale oh, donda jima yor zinima la.
Tuji dawa na yin rumji.
Oh, dawa ra rez nyima la.
No, dawa yin. Baso.
Baso tuji nyima la.
Baso orumji la.
Ya, ani donda jima jeyo.
Baso,
baso. Baso tuji. Okay, dedication.
Oh, Gangsha Tavi, Guye Jingang De, Benta Dewa, Ma Jin Jung Ye Ne, Jin Tre Si Wang Din Si, Siyami Si Di Ba De, Den Ju Ji, Gya Wang Di, Nyan De La, Lama San Jin, Du Ji Ne, Du Wa Ji Jang Ma Li, Ti Sa Lang Gu Ba Re Ju, Jang Ju Sen Ju, Jung Bo Ji, Ma Ji Ba Na Ji Ji Ji, Gya Wa Nyang Ba Me, Kone Kone Pya War Jo, Donye Dawa Rinpo Je, Manji Panna Ji Ji, Jawa Nyangpa Mipa. Kone Kone Pya War Jo, Binti Jone Denpa Da Shin Je, Dinsen Chepo Tamji Kukang, Lijin Kala Dijin Jume, Sanji Denpa Da Da Je Ju.
Introduce me.